This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is a special presentation prepared exclusively for our radio audience by the CEO Forum. During challenging times like this pandemic in 2021, we need inspiration more than ever. In Legendary CEOs, you'll learn the CEOs who built the great companies of our times, how they turned challenges into opportunities. You'll learn from the best, the secret of success. Legendary CEOs, exclusively for the CEO Show listening audience. Here's host Robert Reese. We hope you enjoy. Our first CEO legend today is Tony Hsieh, who built Zappos to have an incredible customer model. Tony sadly passed around the holidays this year. He's no longer with us, but this is the original interview we taped with him back in April 2008.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and we're here today with Tony Hsieh. How are you today, Tony?
Doing great. How are you?
Very well, thanks. And Tony is the CEO and co-founder of Zappos.com. And for those of you who don't know, when he bought the company for about $500,000 in the year 2000, it was doing about $1.6 million. Now it's doing over $840 million. Could you just tell everyone what Zappos is and how you accomplished something so incredible?
Sure. I actually didn't buy the company originally. I just was involved early on as an investor. And this year we're on track to do a little over $1 billion in gross merchandise sales. And the way we've been able to grow so rapidly has been just really focusing on creating the best customer experience and really having Zappos stand for the absolute best customer service. We actually started out selling just shoes online, but today we're selling handbags and apparel, and even electronics and pots and pans. And hopefully, 10 years from now, people won't even realize we started out selling shoes online, and really just think about Zappos as a place to get the best customer service from.
So you are rapidly expanding into a variety of areas. What then does Zappos stand for? You're saying just customer service online?
Well, actually, we've had customers email us and ask us, will we please start an airline or run the IRS? And, you know, that's not something we're planning on doing.
However, that might not be a bad idea for our economy.
Yeah, and so, you know, but I wouldn't rule out a Zappos Airlines 20 or 30 years from now. And we just happen to be starting out online. And I guess maybe the brand that is kind of the closest analogy of how we're thinking about our brand is Virgin. So Virgin has an airline and, you know, is also involved in music and a bunch of other things. And the difference is Virgin is about being hip and cool, whereas we really want Zappos just to be about the best customer service.
Well, let's talk about that customer service. How do you really online provide great customer service?
Well, it's a number of things. So if buying shoes online can be pretty scary for most people because, you know, you're not sure if the shoes will fit or if they'll look good in the outfit you plan on wearing them with. And so we offer free shipping both ways. So a lot of people, they're not sure if they're a size 8 or 8.5. We encourage them to order both, and then we pay for the shipping back to us for whatever doesn't fit. A lot of women especially like to order 10 different pairs of shoes and try them on with 10 different outfits and then just send back the ones they
have. How do you meet your margins on that?
It's the way we think about it is, yes, you know, offering the free shipping both ways is very expensive. Other things we do, like our return policy is 365 days, and we run our call center 24/7. We run our warehouse 24/7, which is actually, you know, not the most efficient way to run a warehouse, but it gets the shoes out to the customers as quickly as possible. So all those things are very expensive, but we think of it as basically our marketing dollars. If we take the money that we would have spent on paid advertising and instead put it back into the customer experience, then we let the customers be our marketing. And, you know, over the past 8.5 years, the number one driver of our growth has been from repeat customers and word of mouth.
So I'm going to throw you a curve. Tell me about a customer experience that surprised even you.
So we had a woman order a pair of shoes from us for her husband, and one of the things we do is we actually do a surprise upgrade to the vast majority of our customers to overnight, and we don't tell the customers this. It's more of a surprise thing we do, you know, to help generate that goodwill and word of mouth. And so the shoes got to the woman, and you know, they fit the husband, but unfortunately the next day the husband was killed in a car accident.
Oh my
and,
God.
And so the woman called us back and, you know, wanted help with the return process. And, you know, like any good company would, we helped her through that. But because everyone at Zappos understands, you know, the value of great customer service, the rep that talked to the woman decided on her own to send flowers to the woman to show our condolences as a company. And, you know, this is something that we don't have a policy or standard operating procedure for. But when the woman received the flowers, she was so touched. And, you know, a couple days later at the funeral, there were 30 or 40 of her closest, you know, friends and family members, and she told that story. And so now not only is that woman a Zappos customer for life, but so are all those other 30 or 40 friends and family members. And, you know, that's just one example where, you know, I when I heard this story, it was just really amazing, because what we focus on here at Zappos is the company culture and making sure that we have a great service-focused culture. And that's just an example where if you get the culture right, then a lot of really amazing things happen on their own.
So which comes first, the culture or the service?
Definitely the culture. That's our number one priority as a company, because you know, it's pretty, if you don't have happy employees that, you know, believe in the vision, then customers are going to be able to tell that if the customer service they get is not genuine or you know, or faked. So we really believe that if we get the culture right, then our employees will do the right thing and create great experiences for our customers.
It's a great story. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're with Tony Hsieh, the co-founder and CEO of Zappos.com. And we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented industry through extraordinary customer service. And Zappos has grown. When you became CEO, we mentioned from $1.6 million, and now it's going to be, in just about 8 years, over $1 billion. And this is all through customer service, it sounds like.
Yep, and that's really what we want people to remember Zappos for.
Oh, okay, but there's something else, because what some people may or may not know about you, at 24 years old, you sold a company that you built and co-founded for $265 million to Bill Gates or Microsoft. So you're doing something right. We have a couple of 100,000 listeners who are entrepreneurs. What is the secret to success as an entrepreneur? Because you just haven't had success. You have had incredible success.
I think it comes down to a few different things. I think the number, you know, the first thing is that you need to have a vision that is meaningful to both your employees and to your customers. And so for Zappos, it's about customer service. And you really need to be truly passionate about whatever it is that you're in the business of. So the goal shouldn't be just to make money. I think you need to figure out something where you would do it even if you didn't make any money from it. And I think if you're truly passionate about what you're doing, then, you know, you're going to have hard times when growing your business. And if you're passionate about it, then that's what's going to get you through those hard times. You know, entrepreneurs that I think are successful are always thinking about the business they're in because they're passionate about it. And same thing goes for Zappos.
Robert Reese on the CEO Show with Tony Hsieh, who is the co-founder and CEO of Zappos.com, one of the great success stories in America built on customer experience. And you mentioned that there are sometimes challenges, and I know you guys went through the challenge where you know, you couldn't get the funding, and then Wells Fargo gave you, I think, something like a $6 million credit line. What do you do when you hit up against a wall and you don't know where to go, and you're like, oh my gosh, we're going to shut the farm down?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times those are actually, looking back, are actually blessings in disguise, because...
Blessings in disguise?
Yeah, because if you don't have the funding, it forces you to figure out on your own, creative solutions to things like how do you keep the company going? And so for us, when we started out, we originally spent a lot of money on paid advertising, trying to get our name out there. And then when the early days, when we couldn't get funding, we realized that we couldn't afford to do that anymore. And so we were kind of forced to think of better ways to get customers to come back to us again and again, not through paid advertising. And so basically that's kind of what led us to really focusing on giving the very best customer service.
We're going to be back in a few minutes with Tony Shane. We're going to talk about the future of Zappos.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Tony Hsieh, and he is the co-founder and CEO of Zappos.com. We've grown from $1.6 million to $1 billion in just a couple of years, and it's all about the customer service. And you started telling us, Tony, about the culture and the 10 values.
Yep. So we have 10 core values, and when we hire people, we make sure that the people that we hire have those similar values. So, for example, one of our values is to be humble. And so if someone comes in and is really egotistical, even if they're the greatest and most talented person technically, and we know they could do a lot for our top line or bottom line, we won't hire them because they're not a culture fit.
It's a great answer. And I could see how you maintain the integrity of the culture by doing that.
Yep.
Now, I want to ask you, Tony, with this tremendous customer service that you have, and my wife, by the way, raves about you as well.
Oh, that's great.
How do you use your voice? You don't have all the face-to-face, even though you do have some outlet stores. How do you use your voice to provide exceptional service?
So
what's the secret?
Yeah, so, you know, the 99% of our orders are from our website at Zappos.com, and you know, on most websites, it's pretty hard to find how to contact the customer service people, whereas we take the opposite approach. We actually want to talk to our customers, and so our 1-800 number is staffed 24/7, and it's displayed on the top left corner of every single page of our website. And so what we found is that, on average, every customer contacts us at one point sometime during their lifetime. And so we place a lot of value in that interaction. And so when people call our call center, our reps don't have scripts, and they don't try to upsell. And they're really just judged on whether they go above and beyond for the customer and really deliver that kind of personal service. And we try to create a personal emotional connection with our customers. And so just as an example, you know, most places, they try to, whether it's upselling or reducing the call time so that they try to get the customers off
the
phone.
You do the exact opposite. You do counterintuitive because you want to connect with the customer.
Yeah, so someone might spend an hour on the phone with a customer and it doesn't result in a sale, and that's perfectly fine for us. And in fact, all of our reps are trained so that if a customer is looking for a specific pair of shoes and maybe we're out of stock of their size, to actually look on at least three other competitor websites and direct the customer to that competitor if they find that shoe. And that's really just about us being true to, you know, our vision about being known for customer service, even though we'll lose that sale in the short term.
That's great. Robert Reese on the CEO Show with Tony Hsieh. You talked about the culture. Define what it takes to work there and to be successful.
What it takes to work at Zappos?
Mm-hmm.
So we look at a number of different things. Our hiring process is actually different from most companies. We actually do two different sets of interviews. There's the first set, which is kind of the standard set that the hiring manager and his or her team does, where they interview for technical ability, experience, and fit with the team. But then our HR department does a separate set of interviews purely for culture fit, and they have to pass both in order to be hired. So we've actually passed on a lot of really great people that, you know, we know would have made an immediate impact on our top line or bottom line. For us, because culture is our number one priority, we're willing to give up those short-term profits or revenue growth in order to make sure that we have the best culture. And for us, I guess I believe that, you know, for any company, what the actual culture is doesn't really matter. What's important is that it's a strong culture and that it's consistent throughout the entire company.
It's really interesting. So it doesn't matter what the culture is.
Yeah, as long as it's consistent and everyone believes in it, that joins the company, and that you're willing to hire for it and you're willing to fire based on it. So, you know, for us, we have 10 core values, and you know, a lot of companies have core values, but usually those just end up being plaques on a wall that no one really pays attention to.
You talked about the future and the brand expansion. How do you know when you're expanding the brand too far and you're away from what you should be?
We really just do it based on customer feedback. So all the categories that we're getting into has been from customers emailing us or calling us and saying, you know what, I buy shoes from you. I would love it if you would carry, you know, this other product category or this other brand. And so we'll test it out in a small way, and then if it takes off, then we'll invest more in that.
That's great. The website, so everyone knows it, is zappos.com. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Zappos.
So everyone knows it. And this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the top CEOs who have the best customer service in America with Tony Hsieh, the co-founder and CEO of Zappos.com, one of the great American success stories. And I just want to ask you, where do you go for inspiration?
In terms of other companies, you know, there's lots of companies out there that provide great customer service, but they're for a very select crowd, usually people that are making a lot of money. Whereas we really want Zappos to be a household name that is for the masses and everyone is passionate about because of the great customer service. So it's actually hard to think of a lot of companies out there that...
How about books instead of other companies? Do you read books? Do you listen to people? You're one of the most successful entrepreneurs in the history of America. Where do you get the inspiration?
Yeah, we actually have a Zappos library here in our offices, and there's probably 40, 50 books in there. And actually, we offer some of those books on our website as well. If you just search for library on our website, and you can get a taste of some of the books that that we read. One of the books that we've actually been trying to get a lot of people here to read is a book called Peak, P-E-A-K.
Oh, sure. Great book.
Yep. And so that applies to employees and customers in terms of bringing them to the next level.
Well, that's inspirational. What we've heard is it's about vision. It's about passion. Forget the money. Do the right thing by the customer. We're with Tony Hsieh, co-founder and CEO of Zappos.com. A pleasure being with you today, Tony.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to your CEO Show. Robert Reese signing off. Have a great week.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-8801.
Hi, I'm Robert Reese, and I want to personally thank you for listening to the CEO Show. In 2007, I had a vision, and I started interviewing CEOs because I believe CEOs had the answers that could help all of us to both building businesses and to personal success. But there was really nowhere to hear their unfiltered secrets. So anytime you want to listen commercial-free to CEOs from the founder of the Home Depot, of JetBlue, Build-A-Bear, Chobani, and hundreds more, just go to CEOshow.com and you could listen commercial-free. I'd love to hear your personal feedback also. So if you have any recommendations of CEO guests you'd like to hear, you want to receive our free weekly newsletter, or you have any recommendations on how we could best serve you, our listener, just email John at theceoforumgroup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is John Iannuzzi, Chief Radio Engineer of the CEO Forum, and today on the CEO Show, we are looking back at the CEO legends who've taught us the secret of success, turning around challenges into opportunities. and emerging as transformative forces in the great companies of our times. Today's second CEO legend is Jim Justice, owner of the Greenbrier and 46 other companies. These are beautiful properties, hotels held in great esteem. This is the original interview from January 17th, 2010.
Hi, this is Robert Reese with the CEO Show, and we're here today with Jim Justice. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Robert. Thank you so much for letting me have the opportunity to be with you.
And Jim is the owner and chairman of the Greenbrier, actually among 47 other companies. But let's start off talking about the Greenbrier. Three questions. Why did you buy the Greenbrier? What is it that you like the least about the Greenbrier? And what is it that you like the most about the Greenbrier?
Well, I mean, the questions are complicated in one way and easy in another. You know, why did I buy the Greenbrier is, it all came about, you know, just all of a sudden, almost beyond coincidental, to tell you the truth. And, you know, I've told you before, I have a strong conviction to the good Lord, and all of a sudden, you know, it just kind of went together and it just happened. But to why it was easy, I mean, you know, my dad would have always taught me that don't ever expect any more than you can inspect. And I was involved in a great big purchase and a great big sale exclusive of the Greenbrier, and I just didn't have any time, I mean, to be involved in this project. And then all of a sudden we got our purchase done, not our sale, but our purchase done. And so all of a sudden there was a little bit of time, but the reason why would have been, you know, it's just so simple. I mean, this is a property that's an unbelievable property, a property that's been dear to my heart since I was a young child, but a property that was surrounded with a lot of people that were really hurt. I mean, that's just all there is to it. There was a lot of pain, a lot of uncertainty, a lot of anxiety, a lot of that in the faces of the parents of the kids that I was coaching a lot of times. And so
in basketball,
that's right. And so I live 7 miles away. I've got a real love for West Virginia, a real passion for business, and surely saw the opportunity to turn this thing into something that would be really, really good. And I surely saw the pain. So that's a simple why. And as far as, you know, what maybe I like the least, I think it's probably not really fair to say what I liked the least, but what I could see that it needed the most was, I guess, one and the same question. It just needed some energy pumped back into it. I hate to say it, but in my opinion, the Greenbrier had almost turned into like an eloquent retirement home in some ways. You know, it still carried all of its magic and all, or maybe some of its magic, but it had surely some eloquence about it that it always will have. But it needed some energy back. It needed a guy or somebody that truly had the passion. And that's what I think a key to running any business from an entrepreneur standpoint, you know, is you have to have passion. And so I think it really needed that. And I can put that back into it. And then the other thing that I probably like the most about it is its tradition. I mean, it's really a magical place, and it's a treasure. And you know, it would have been such a shame to have seen that treasure tarnished. So that's pretty much it.
And we are here right now at the Greenbrier, and full disclosure, is at a Governance Institute meeting. I'm a trustee at Kingsbrook. And here we are in West Virginia at the Greenbrier. And what a storied history from 1778 when it first opened. The Georgian structure, of course, looks like a much larger White House. And you're on 6,500 acres, and we're doing golfing. And actually, I was recently horseback riding, and Charles was there, and I asked him this question. I said, what one word describes the Greenbrier? And he thought a moment, and he said genuine, because it's all the people from the town, very genuine, the architecture. But I'm really wondering, as the person who now is leading the charge of everything, if there was one word, what is that word that describes the Greenbrier?
Well, Robert, it's tough to think of one word. The first word that would come to my mind, which would maybe be a surprise to you, would be love, you know, or warmth, or treasure, you know, because, you're right. You know, this place, I mean, this place has a history of 27 presidents being here and a World War II hospital and on and on and on. You know, our bunker.
Grace
just,
Kelly, everyone.
It's just all of that. But the thing that really is a secret to this place to me is just the genuine love and warmth of the people. I mean, the people that are here that really are the workers are really special, and they really do care, and they're really the real deal. You know, you get a lot of places in this world you can go, and it feels like you're treated that way by almost plastic robots. You know that, but here you're treated with eloquence, and you're treated with luxury, but you're treated that way because these people genuinely care, and they genuinely appreciate having their job, and the guest providing that job, and so there is a lot of warmth and love here.
And it's interesting you mentioned that. I experienced I had dinner at 44, and I missed Jerry West. He just left by a few minutes, but you know, next time. But there was that, and even the special cornbreads that you have. Oh, that's yeah. Those were phenomenal. And I that was the only thing. I couldn't finish my steaks. I wanted to take that.
Right.
The waiter comes up and he just looked me in the eyes and says, you know, why don't I just give you some new cornbreads? Because he overheard me say to my wife, I'd love to have these with coffee in the morning.
Right, right.
Yeah, so that's a great word.
Well, that's good. That's really good. And you know, the cornbread is my wife's recipe. You know, that's my, you know, and she won the blue ribbon at the state fair with that, you know, and she's not any professional cook by any stretch of the imagination. In fact, you know, she would be humble and say, I'm not all that good a cook at all, but she does make some mean cornbread, that's for sure.
Oh, there you have it. That is amazing. So, and now everyone gets to share it. So at the Greenbrier, you also have the famous bunkers. Now, unfortunately, I'm too familiar with them in the golf course.
Right.
The bunkers there. But
I got you.
Does everyone know that story about it? That's pretty incredible.
Well,
just a quick 30 seconds on what it is.
The bunker, I guess, was built in the late 50s. Is that correct? And, you know, and you know, it was to house our Congress in case of a nuclear attack or an attack on our country, and it's a 285,000 square foot structure. It's just got everything in the world in it. I mean, you know, from a hospital to quarters where the Congress stayed and met, you know, and 100 seats in the theater for the Senate. And it's just really an intriguing thing that our government had. It was exposed, I guess, by the Washington Post some years back, and of which I think was just a travesty, to tell you the truth. But you know, the really peculiar thing is, you know, it was here, and I guess there's people that knew that it was here, but you know, I lived here, you know, or lived within 50 miles of here all my life and never heard a soul talk of it. So, you know, you always suspicion something maybe was here, but no one ever knew. And it was, so now we keep it, you know, as a historical, you know, just landmark where people can tour the bunker and see all the stuff that was here. It's pretty neat.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America through exceptional customer experience. We're privileged to be here today with Jim Justice, who is the chairman and owner of the Greenbrier, where we're sitting right now, and also 47 other companies. And what I want to ask you, in taking over this real, and use the word treasure with love, and what do you envision the future of the Greenbrier as being?
Robert, there's not any question in my mind. You know, I guess really, you know, if you go to any entrepreneur, successful entrepreneurs, they have a vision and they know where they're going. You know, my concept would be real simple in a lot of ways. You know, I truly believe that entrepreneurs lose their edge a lot of times when they quit really caring for their employees. You know, these people love me, and that's the way it is in all my businesses. And they know that because I love them, and they make me look a whole lot better than I am a lot of times.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We're with Jim Justice. One more quick question, which is, well, actually, you know what? We're about to come to a break, so we're going to talk about two things after the break. We're going to talk about golf, and this is tremendous courses here, and then we're going to talk about more advice when you're talking about the CEOs like the passion and the vision.
Public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Robert Reese back on the CEO show, and we're here today with Jim Justice, who is the chairman and owner of the Greenbrier. So my first question to you is, you own 47 companies, a lot of business cards. You've started to talk about what it takes to be successful in business, vision, passion. What is a mistake that you made as a businessman in one of the companies, something you learned from, and something that you think is a lesson? We have hundreds of thousands of entrepreneurs and executives listening in that people could take from a Jim Justice.
Well, Robert, I would go back a long ways and tell you a mistake that I made that I live by every day. And that is just this. I can remember me as a young wannabe businessman is standing in front of my dad's desk. My dad played football at Purdue University, and something happened. I can't recall what it was. And I was trying to explain to Dad. I was saying, Dad, there really wasn't anything I could do. I mean, you know, I did the best I could do. That's all I could do. There wasn't anything I could do. And about the time the desk exploded, and he grabbed me around my shirt and slammed me to the desk and screamed at me, damn you, there's always something you can do, and you better damn well always remember that. Well, I've lived my life that way. I really have, because that's the way he thought. He thought, really and true, you just never quit digging. You never quit really trying. And I honestly believe if I were to give any advice to any, you know, CEO or whatever in the world, my advice would be this. If you don't have a real passion, a real life passion for what you're doing and a caring for your employees, then I'd say go get a job. I mean, that's just all there is to it. You've got to have energy and you've got to have passion. And that just seems to
be infectious. Are you born with that?
I really believe that it's a style that you're almost born with. I mean, surely you can make your skills better and hone your skills and all that kind of stuff. But you know, I can never think of a time in my life that I've been on a vacation. I mean, to go on a vacation, I mean, I can, and by terminology,
well, geez, you're at the Greenbrier every day.
Well, that's right. I have a lot of fun. Don't get me wrong.
But not a vacation, because your mind is always going, okay, here's the question then. You have 47 companies. You talk about passion. How do you manage your day with this company or that, or how do you oversee
it?
Well,
I mean, you just work at it. And, you know, I mean, I could be funny and I could say, well, you can do a whole lot if you just don't do any of it very well.
Do you measure it like this company needs focus, that company
well,
needs
sure.
focus?
Well, sure. I'm very approachable, and I'm very engaged, and I have the same level of enthusiasm if I'm working on a $100,000 problem or a $100 million problem. You know, but I just really, what I meant by vacation is just this. You know, for me to go somewhere and say I'm going to turn off all the phones, I'm going to stay away from it, I'm going to recharge my battery, and in 5 days or a week or 2 weeks or whatever like that, I'm going to come back. You'd have to put me in a detox center, to tell you the truth. I mean, after 3 hours, if I didn't have some grip on what we were doing and some contact, you'd have to put me in a detox center, to tell you the truth.
And you know what? I could see that passion in your eyes now. You're always thinking.
And you know, I mean, I have a theory, you know, that says I care for them, they care for me, and I make it mandatory that they care for one another. And so, but as far as what I see for the Greenbrier, I mean, you know, we are on a mission. I do know where I'm going. And, uh, And this place is magical, and it's just surrounded with all kinds of wonderful people. It is a treasure, and we have to tweak it a little bit from the standpoint of putting some additional energy back into the place. And we're doing that with our gaming casino. We're doing that with the PGA event that's coming. We did that with the Jerry West Steakhouse. We're doing that with just a few things.
Can I interrupt? Because I love the concept of the gaming, the casino. It's going to be 80,000 square feet.
Right.
But the concept is brilliant that it's underground, so you maintain the integrity of the property to a T. And if no one's interested, they don't even know it's there. Well, almost like I didn't know fly fishing was there.
Well, that's exactly right. And for good or for bad, it may be the only good idea I've ever had. But really, when it really boils right down to it, I said it has to be in the center of the hotel. But how can we put it in the center of the hotel and not take away from anything as far as the pristine type of the grounds of the hotel? And then I said, well, okay, we'll just put it underground and we'll put everything else back. Well, and in doing so, it'll be so different. It's not like you're entering a gaming property where you walk through the casino to register. It's not like that at all. You really won't even know it's here. And when you enter it, you'll be going into like a decompression area in where there'll be shops and a lounge and restaurants. And if you just want to stop right there and enjoy that area, great. And then if you want to go on down into the main casino floor, then you'll be going down a grand staircase like a Gone with the Wind staircase. You'll be in a James Bond type Monte Carlo type casino. There'll be just
Gone with the Wind meets James Bond.
Maybe so. But it'll be Greenbrier style. It won't be cluttered banks of stock of slot machines. It'll be an area of just entertainment, and it'll be an area that at 8 o'clock at night, for 15 minutes, we'll stop all gaming, where we'll toast everybody on the floor with champagne and just toast their good health or whatever. It'll be that type of area. It'll be a fun type area.
Okay, we have time for one more question, and it's going to be on golf. And it's an appropriate question for you because Sam Snead was the pro at the Greenbrier. He had the 59er. Now I believe it's Tom Watson. Some of the most stunning courses with these mountains in the back. It's incredible. But also, you were captain at Marshall of your golf team. So here's our final question. And you've about a minute and a half.
Okay.
What can you learn from golf that helps you in business and life?
I'd go way back. I can remember again dragging my dad's golf bag around and then going to Tennessee and playing golf and then Marshall and I played with many tournaments with Sam Snead and golf took you to the highest highs and the lowest lows. It really did it very quickly. But a lot of people say everybody likes no matter what it is, there's always somebody that likes your shot in golf. It may be your opponent because you knocked it in the woods, or it may be you because you knocked it in a hole. But golf taught me so much from the standpoint of honor. It's one of the few sports, if you round third and don't touch a bag and you're going home and nobody knows it and you score or you slide in and you score, everybody's happy and all that and everybody celebrates. In golf, you round third and don't touch the bag, you call a penalty on yourself, or you disqualify yourself. It teaches you honor. It teaches you the highest highs, the lowest lows. It gives you a lot in the world.
That's a wonderful way to end. Jim, it's been a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
No, it's my pleasure, Robert. Thank you so much.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.